I've received many homemade get well cards from students in our schools and parish religious education programs. I shared some of their messages in an earlier column in the Criterion. Because he had been absent when his classmates made their cards, a young fellow named Brian sent his to me later. After his greeting and his concern for my health, he wrote, "My name is Brian. I go to St. Rock's School. I am 12 years old and in the 6th grade. I play football and basketball there. My favorite sport is basketball. My favorite subject is social studies. My favorite extracurricular activity is spell bowl. My favorite football team is the Giants." And then as you turn to the back page, there is this extraordinary entry under the title, Courage. Brian wrote, "The definition of courage is hard to memorize, but luckily for everyone, it's easy to describe. It's the ability to move forward when times are dark, the times you give it all you got, even though you're weary. So remember, dear Archbishop, that even though times are bad, you've still got the grace of God, so always stay glad. Sincerely, Brian Rush." I am touched and impressed by Brian's profound and appropriate message. In many ways, I've come to realize that my cancer is God's gift, in the sense that it gave me the opportunity to pause, to evaluate my ministry as an archbishop, and to appreciate anew the goodness of God's loving grace. It was and is easier to contemplate that Easter comes by way of the cross. There is no other way. Sometimes when I was awake in the early morning hours, I made the way of the cross. Surely some of the more meaningful experiences I have had with that devotion. Brian's call to courage underscored what I knew I needed to do. His insight provided a fine stimulus. In the scripture readings after Easter, we read of the courage of the apostles and disciples after Christ's resurrection and ascension. St. John Chrysostom wrote, I quote, "They ignored the danger of death. They forgot how few they were. They never noticed how many were against them, or the power or strength or wisdom of their enemies. Their power was greater than all that. Theirs was the power of him who had died on the cross and risen again." Close quotes. Here is a more recent example borrowed from a homily by Father Pat Beidelman. During the first part of World War I, the New York Times ran a letter to the editor, dated April 18, 1915, about the death of a young priest, Abbé Thinault, who was a curate at the great cathedral in Reims in northeastern France. The curate died miles from Reims, shot by the German forces, while he was taking care of wounded French soldiers. At the time of his death, he was well known in France and the United States because of his actions 6 months earlier at the cathedral in Reims. On September 4, 1914, the Germans entered the town of Reims, occupied it for a few days, and then retreated when the French forces retook the city. During their retreat, several German soldiers were wounded, left behind, and under the direction of Father Thinault, were taken into the cathedral to be cared for by the French Red Cross. On September 18th, the Germans bombarded the city and the cathedral. Bombs ignited scaffolding outside the church. The roof caught fire, and later the floor, which was covered with straw for the wounded German soldiers to lie on. An American war correspondent described what happened next. He wrote, The Abbé Thinault, a young, athletic, manly priest, and the venerable Archbishop Landru of Reims, called for volunteers, and aided by the Red Cross nurses and doctors, dragged the unhappy wounded out of the building and through the north door. But after bearing them to safety, their charges were confronted with a new danger. Inflamed by the sight of their own dead, 400 citizens having been killed by the bombardment, and by the loss of their awesome cathedral, the people of Reims who were gathered about the burning building called for the lives of the German prisoners. "They are barbarians," they cried. "Kill them." What followed cannot be told too often. The aged archbishop and the young Abbé Thinault placed themselves between the mob and the wounded. With splendid indignation, with perfect courage, they faced the raised rifles. "If you kill them," they cried, "you must first kill us." The story about the young priest and the archbishop, with the cathedral burning behind them, will always live in the records of this war and the church, concluded the correspondent. Courage is a grace. As Brian wrote, so always stay glad.